smarts in here, the smarts in here, yeah.
Doom. I reference Cena so much, I'm sure you assume that I got a man crush, but I swear it's just random, not fandom. Ignore the lifelike mannequin. You can't see it, I didn't see it. Next to me in my IKEA, and drive somewhere scenic to watch the sunset.
Yo, 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 it's your boy Sean Puff. I'm here with Mike K, and this is Smarks, Spot Monkeys, and Super Geeks. What's up, Mike? How you doing?
What's happening, man?
Chilling, man. It's crazy. We missed last week. Just life got hectic, and somehow we missed last week. And my plan was for us to record in the middle of this week and then drop something talking about up to NXT.
Yeah.
And the other half of the week afterwards, but that never happened. So it's been a wild week. We're here, though. My apologies for not getting an episode out to you guys this week. We got to be better about that. I'm not going to miss any more weeks. That's it. No more vacations, no more weeks off. We're just going hard. And that's going to be
good
it.
Good luck with that.
We don't have Galen here today. Galen's closing, so he might just show up in the middle of our recording. I don't know. I have no idea. I know he's closing today, but so he might not make it. But we got a great show this week. We had a lot to talk about. So we had the season premiere of Raw. We had the debut of AEW Dynamite. NXT's first full 2 hours on USA. The debut of SmackDown on Fox. And now we have the Hell in the Cell preview, which everybody seems to forgot about, including the WWE. We could even keep going. We could talk about this Impact on Access has started. Their first episode was, I think, last night or Tuesday night. It's Tuesday it started. So we got that going now. NWA just recorded their first program, and the Rock and Roll Express won the tag team titles. Yeah. That's pretty much the only response to that. The Rock and Roll Express are the NWA Tag Team Champions at 87. You saw the picture. Like, Robert Gibson looks 87, maybe 95.
Yeah. They're, like, both in their 60s.
Yeah, they look horrible. It's really, really bad. But anyway, we got a great episode for you. Grab a beer, sit back, get ready, because we're going to get this started. Wait, I mean, I don't even know where to start. I know we should go pay a bill real quick and then come back and get it started, but I don't even know where we're going to start with this. I guess we'll get right into Let's do the preview first. You want to preview Hell in the Cell first? Because it's going to be short.
We're gonna
start it off. We're gonna preview Hell in a Cell, and then we'll get the Super Kick Party going. So we're gonna take a quick break. Yeah. We're gonna pay some bills. We're gonna come back with the Hell in a Cell preview. This is Smart Spot Monkeys and Super Kicks. And by the way, don't eat the pancakes. And we are back. This is your Hell in a Cell preview right here on Smart Spot Monkeys and Super Kicks. It's gonna be a short one because I forgot about it, and apparently the WWE forgot about it, and they didn't book any matches for this pay-per-view.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell they're doing.
They're like, this is going to be a surprise.
Yeah, I do have a theory on the whole thing, but save that probably for later.
Okay, well, we'll run down the matches that we have on this card. It's four matches, so either they're going to be the longest matches in the world, or I don't even know. Or we're just going to get a bunch added to this card. I don't even know.
Yeah.
I was going to cash in my prediction championship, my money in the bank. This might be a great card to cash in on.
Yeah, it could only be four matches that you'd have to really work on.
There's only four matches. That's all we have announced. So, I mean, it could be good. But then if they put matches on later and I'm watching football, I don't want to get caught up in that. And so I'll refrain from that this time. But, I don't even know. Like, there's so many belts not on the line. So Brock's not going to defend the title?
They shouldn't. No, he won't.
I mean, he should. They should like call Kofi's rematch.
No, I don't think they'll do. I don't think so.
They should.
Yes and no, I guess. But it's kind of. I think that's why they did it yesterday, because there wasn't going to be. They weren't going to. They weren't planning on doing it for Hell in a Cell.
I guess. I don't know. Brock's going to be there. Something's going to happen. But let's start out. We've got first match we got on the card is Bayley versus Charlotte in a singles match for the SmackDown Women's Championship.
Is that officially on the card?
Yeah, that one's officially on the card.
Okay.
Bayley just tapped out to the figure eight.
Figure eight, yeah.
I'm a strict believer that when you lose right before the pay-per-view, you win at the pay-per-view.
Yeah, that's usually how it works. True. I'm also believing, though, that when the show is, like, in your hometown, you tend to lose as well.
True.
And I think it's in, like, Bayley's hometown.
It's in Sacramento, California.
I think that's where she's from. Oh, maybe not. Yeah. I thought she was built from, like, St. Louis or something.
You're the one. I didn't say that she was from Sacramento. You did.
What? You just did.
I said that it's in Sacramento. She is from California. She was born in Newark, California. Her residence is Austin, Texas. She's billed from San Jose.
San Jose, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that doesn't really matter then, because like...
Yeah, they're not like in her hometown.
SmackDown was in L.A., so
yep.
It's actually closer.
Yeah.
So.
And she lost there.
Right.
So.
Yeah, she took the loss.
I think Charlotte's got to win the title here.
You think, yeah. Although, like you said, usually when you lose that... on, like, the show beforehand, you tend to win at the pay-per-view, so...
True.
I believe that Bayley's going to keep it, because I think that Bayley's going into a feud with Becky.
Yep.
Afterwards, so at least the three of them are going to go into a feud, so I could see Bayley keeping it, and then Charlotte and Becky kind of vying for the title on SmackDown.
That could happen. It'll be interesting to see... how they turn this. I see Charlotte taking this one. She hasn't had the title for a while. It's due time that they put it back on her, I think.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with Bayley retaining.
All right. Next match, we got a tag team match. Daniel Bryan and Roman Reigns versus Eric Rowan and Luke Harper. We kind of called this match happening after what happened at the last one.
I guess. This one's kind of weird, because part of me thinks that, like, it may just be just a basic tag team match that Roman and Daniel win.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they're going to, I think they scrapped the whole, like, Daniel Bryan is a mastermind kind of storyline.
I think so too. But maybe not. This would be the perfect time to pull that switch and do that again, right? And have him be the mastermind behind it.
You would think so if, like, Daniel Bryan didn't also get, like, beat up all the time as well.
I guess.
I mean, part of me thinks that they could do it that way, because I think they still want to go the Roman versus Daniel Bryan, like, route. But with the problem is, like, with SmackDown now on Fox and all that stuff, it's hard to determine, like, I'm not sure what direction they're going to go anymore, because I think Fox is, like, running the show now.
I don't think they're running the show. They're just... making requests
I think they have a heavy influence on what happens on their show now.
You think so?
Yep. Because of the amount of money they put into the freaking product, I think Fox has a little bit more say in not so much what happens, but like who they want to show, like to showcase on the show.
Yeah.
And as a result, it's forcing the WWE to kind of make decisions based on that. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like Fox wanted Brock Lesnar on their show, so they're like, well, all right, well, then we're going to have to give Brock the belt, you know?
So who do you think Fox wants to win this match, Daniel Bryan and Roman Reigns or Rowan and Harper?
I think they want Roman Reigns to win it. I think they want Roman Reigns to be, like, a kind of their main face, basically, on SmackDown.
On SmackDown. I could see that, but this doesn't really put him there, I guess. I feel like bringing Rowan and Harper back, I kind of feel like you've got to give them this win. I really do.
You storyline wise, yeah, I agree. It kind of should, because if they want to go the route of Daniel Bryan was actually the mastermind all along, and you want to go the whole, you know, Roman Reigns versus Daniel Bryan kind of dude is where you're heading.
Yeah.
Then I could see Harper and Rowan winning due to Daniel Bryan turning on Roman Reigns is, you know, could happen. That would work.
Yeah.
You know.
But, I mean, I think you have to do something with it. You can't just, like, have them win this match. Because then what happens? Daniel Bryan and Roman Reigns win the match, and then what?
It kind of goes along with, like, my theory about this whole thing. And just the way the WWE is right now. So, I don't know. I guess it's, like, really hard to determine, like, where they're going. Because I think that SmackDown being on Fox has a big, like, deciding factor on what happens in the WWE. And I think that's what I was talking about when I was talking about, like, my theory of the whole situation is that Fox came to WWE and told them, said, hey, we want to purchase the rights to SmackDown. We want to put it on Friday night.
Yep.
I think originally the WWE was fine with that until they realized that Fox wanted to put them on Fridays and they wanted to start yesterday, October 4th. I don't think WWE ever expected to have SmackDown start on Friday, on October, yesterday.
What do you mean? Of course they did.
I don't think they did. When they originally had, like, a vision of what they wanted to do for the, like, going back, like, last month, I don't think, before Fox came around, right?
Yeah.
Before they had Fox coming around, I don't think WWE had any intention of having a lot of the stuff that's going to have to happen.
Great, but they signed this deal in June, so they've had plenty of time to build for it. But wait, we're getting way ahead of ourselves. You're bouncing off onto something completely different. I just want to know who you think is going to win, Daniel Bryan and Roman Reigns, or Eric Rowan and Luke Harper. And you're talking about Fox.
Because I think it has it makes the decisions.
I think Eric Rowan and Luke Harper have to win this.
I'm going to say I'm going to say Roman Reigns wins. Roman Reigns and Daniel Bryan wins.
No, I'm going Luke Harper and Roman Reigns. It just, it makes sense.
Yeah, I think they both make sense. That's my point.
They do. That's the crazy part about it, because you're kind of like, okay.
Yeah, next.
Then we got Becky Lynch and Sasha Banks for the women's title, for the other women's title. So we have two women's titles on the line, and only one men's title. This fucking makes no sense. Becky Lynch's time is up, I think. I think it's time that they're going to move on from her, and I think that,
Well, she's going to SmackDown.
You think she's going to SmackDown?
Yeah, because Fox wants her on SmackDown.
So she drops the belt to go to SmackDown?
Yes.
I guess. I could see that happening. Sasha carrying the women's title on Raw.
Yeah, because WWE isn't going to give a shit about Raw anymore.
I don't know if they're not going to give a shit about Raw. That's kind of a little... That's a stretch, dude. That's a complete stretch. Not but I'm going to agree with you that Sasha Banks is going to win that one. Sasha Banks coming out on top. Then the only other match we have in, like... Go ahead.
She has to come out. I mean, she has to win it.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense if she doesn't win it.
Yeah.
Then we get the only other match in the card. By the way, Becky Lynch, Sasha Banks is Hell in a Cell. So.
Yeah.
Is this the first time that the women have been in a Hell in a Cell?
No. They've been in, like, this is like the, I think this is Sasha Banks, like, third one.
Really? I know she's done cage matches.
I'm pretty sure they've done women's Hell in a Cell before.
All right, you might be right. I'll have to look that up later. I'm going to try to look it up right now, actually.
I remember them talking about it, I remember, like, Sasha Banks even mentioned, she's like, I've been in a Hell of a Cell before, you haven't.
You might be right.
Yeah, Charlotte and Sasha were in it in 2016, Hell of a Cell.
In 2016, yeah, they were. You're right. For the Raw Women's Championship.
Right, yeah. Charlotte won.
Yeah.
I don't think Sasha's ever actually won one.
Who won that last one? Charlotte defeated Sasha.
Yeah, and I think did they do her and Bayley in one?
No, they were in a cage.
Well, either way, and I don't.
Yeah, because I'm looking at it right now. That's the only other one was those two.
Yeah. So I mean, either way, Sasha should win it.
Yeah. But I already moved past that, didn't I? We're talking. Are you high?
No.
Stop doing drugs, dude. Seth Rollins, Bray Wyatt, I'm the high one because I didn't move on. I went back to talk about it being Hell in a Cell. Seth Rollins, Bray Wyatt for the Universal Championship and Hell in a Cell. If they bury Bray right now, if they bury The Fiend, I'm going to be so pissed off.
Yeah, that's the problem. I don't know. Like, he absolutely has to win. Like, it makes no sense for him to lose to Seth Rollins. The problem is that everything that they've done is to just make Seth look, like, weak, you know?
Yeah.
Which makes you think that they're, like, going to have him, like, overcome it at Hell in a Cell, which doesn't happen. like the Fiend, like Bray Wyatt should absolutely kick the crap out of Seth Rollins.
Yeah, absolutely. I hope he does. But you know what? We'll talk SmackDown really quick. But that's what just happened. Like what we thought, what should have happened with Brock Lesnar and Kofi happened. That's how it should have happened. You never would have thought it would have happened that way.
Like Kofi and Brock?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a little bit, but...
But I'm just saying, so they could just do like it should. They're like, fuck it. This is what should happen. Let's do it.
It should. You're right. But like, I just, I don't know. And the whole stupid, like, stupid, what was it, post-Raw, like, thing they did between the two of them? Did you see that?
No. What post-Raw thing? Between
Bray Wyatt and Seth Rollins. The post-Raw thing they did, it was probably like, it might have been a month ago now. I don't know, it was a while back where, I think it was the first time he came out, the second time he came out.
Yep.
At the end of Raw. And, like, they did, like, an angle at after, like, when the cameras were off the air.
Yeah.
Where Seth Rollins, like, fought back and freaking gave him a bunch of, like, curb stomps and shit and basically was able to get out, you know, left him laying, basically. Or, you know, got him running, basically.
Which yeah.
Which was just freaking terrible. It's just a stupid thing to do.
I don't know. I don't like Seth, so, you know, I don't really care. If they can do anything bad to Seth, then I'm all for it.
Yeah, but the problem is that, like I said, I'm just, because of all the amount of times that they've made Seth look, like, weak, you got to think that
they've made everybody look weak to the Fiend right now. He's taking out everybody.
True, but I mean, he's taking out a bunch of, like, right, I get that, but eventually, like, the conquering hero is supposed to, like, eventually overcome and
sure
win, right?
But I don't think he should overcome yet. Bray's got to get the title, have a lengthy run with the title, and maybe Seth goes away for a little while. I'm all for Seth going away.
Well, he won't go away, but yeah, I agree with you. I mean, Bray has to win.
He does.
And I agree that if they have Seth Rollins go over him, it's gonna be just awful.
Yeah, it's a death blow, I feel like, if they're that bad that they have Seth retain the title against him. It just doesn't make any sense. I'm going with Bray.
I agree.
So
me too.
So we're both going with Bray, we're both going with Sasha, and then we're split on the other two.
Yeah.
And then they've gotta throw more matches on this, no?
You would think they would.
Like, I mean,
put the tag belts or the Intercontinental title. Something else.
Who's the U.S. champ?
AJ Styles.
Oh yeah, that's right too.
And he could face Flippy Darren Young again.
No, that's over and done with. Don't give me that again. Give me somebody else. But again, they don't have anybody ready for it. They haven't built anything.
I know, that's the problem.
There's nothing ready that they could just be like, oh, here we go. This makes sense for the pay per view.
I mean, the only thing I could think that I could see them doing maybe be like Shinsuke and Ali or the Revival and New Day again.
Ugh. I guess you could do that. You could.
Oh, you could have the Revival come out and issue an open challenge.
And the Usos come back.
And the Usos come back, right?
I'd be for that. That'd be cool.
Yep. That could be something. You're not gonna have Rudolph's not gonna do anything because they don't, like you said, they don't have a challenger either. Neither does AJ really.
No.
So, yeah, the only moves I could see would be Shinsuke and Ali, and then maybe the Revival and with an open challenge to, like, I don't know, Usos or something.
Those
are the only moves I could see.
Does Bobby Roode and Dolph Ziggler still have the tag titles?
Yeah, but they don't have, like, they're not really feuding with anybody.
You can feed them to someone that just take the belts off them. Give them to the AOP.
Yeah, you could do that if you wanted to. You could do that.
I mean,
which would be fine, too.
Something you gotta like they show up and they get told that they have a match, and they're like, what do you mean we have a match? And they go out to the ring and it's the AOP. But I guess if you're having an open challenge, you can't do that. So I don't know. It's crazy because they were so worried about building up for SmackDown and NXT that they completely forgot to book this card.
Yeah, and again, we'll kind of get into that when we talk about everything else,
which is gonna be soon because we don't really have anything else to talk about here. We can wrap this section up, I think. We're kind of done with this. There's nothing more to talk about. It's going to be... I don't think this is going to be a good pay-per-view. It's going to be very disappointing. There's just nothing prepared for it. So you can't have... It's impossible that it can be a good show.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Like, how can it be a good show when you don't have anything ready?
I don't see how it can be.
And I think that's going to hurt them. Like, you're trying to build up your premieres and everything. I guess there's, like, these small feuds that they could turn into matches. You could put Rusev versus Bobby Lashley.
You could.
You could put Mike Kanellis against somebody, but I mean, and what's with all these cheating wife storylines? But we'll get into that.
I don't know.
We'll get into that. That's it. That's it for Hell in a Cell. Hell in a Cell in a nutshell. There's four matches. It's going to be bad. I'll have it on the side while I'm watching football because I don't even really care. I just want to see The Fiend win the title. And I put one thing that I want. And if that doesn't happen, I'm going to be very disappointed. So,
yeah, same here.
That's kind of it. We're going to take another break. Make a few pennies, and then we're gonna come back, and it's time for a Superkick Party, and we got a shit ton to talk about in the Superkick Party. We'll be right back. This is Smark Spot Monkeys, and Superkicks. For the Superkick Party! There's a party this week. We got so much to talk about. Let's just start. Man, everything. We got season debuts, new shows. It's wild. I'm excited for wrestling again. I don't know about you, but I'm excited for wrestling.
Yeah, I am. I'm kind of interested in seeing where everything goes from here.
Yeah, how everything works. With all the stuff that's gone on. I mean, started out Monday, so we're just gonna run through it. I'm not even gonna get into all the other shit because we're just gonna stick with this WWE and AEW stuff going on. But we could be here for hours if we just want to talk about everything. But let's get into Raw. So Raw starts out. We get a new theme song for Raw. They even changed the beginning. The Then Now Forever song is different. Did you notice that?
Yeah, I did.
I didn't understand why they did that, but whatever.
New feel, new show, new everything.
I guess they're trying to make everything feel new.
Yeah.
So, the new
entrance ramp.
How do you feel about the new entrance ramp?
The skateboarding ramp?
Yeah.
It's basically a half pipe. But, I mean, I get it, though. I like it, though. I mean, I'm fine with, when you change things up, it looks pretty good. It looks bigger, obviously, I like the fact that they brought Pyro back, which is nice. I think that was always kind of missing that too. I don't like the little door that they come out of. I think they could have made it a little bit different.
Yeah.
The way it looks, they kind of come out not so much from the middle. They kind of come out from a little off middle almost. They kind of come off from not the side, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not quite the middle either. I would have just made it kind of a little bit bigger in the middle and just had it come out that way, straight out from the middle.
It probably would have made more sense. It would have been more, whatever though. I don't really get into all that stuff. It was cool seeing the pyros back. A lot of pyros back this week.
Yeah.
We've had pyros.
That was nice.
We had pyros for everybody. They were like, you get a pyro, you get a pyro. Pyros for everybody.
Everyone gets pyro.
And then we get a new
one.
Go ahead.
I agree with you. It does look different. And I was gonna say same thing. We have a new announced team.
Yep. You hate them.
I don't know if I hate them.
You can say you hate them. You definitely hate them. You're like, this is horrible.
Well, I mean, I don't really know them. I guess as well. Big Joseph was okay. He was fine.
Yeah, I think it's gonna take them a little bit to gel. Dio Madden.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, Dio Madden, yeah. Jerry Lawler's only there to be, to help out for a little while. I think eventually they're just going to go with Vic Joseph and...
No, I heard that there's going to be a third guy, but they just want to get them working well together first, and Jerry's going to do that job. And then once...
I heard it possibly could be Mickey James.
Oh, I'd love that.
As the third person.
I love Mickey James.
So that's what I heard. I heard it could be Mickey James, but they're just kind of, like you said, though, they're trying to get those guys to kind of just get their feet wet.
Yeah, you can't just throw three new people on Raw all together and be like, go.
Right, yeah.
You got to have someone there to kind of hold them together to be the glue, and that's Jerry now to be the glue to that team.
Right.
I think it's going to take a little while. They weren't bad. They weren't great either, but I think it's
No, it was different. It was was nice not to hear Michael Cole all the time.
Oh my God, it was so great to not hear, it's boss time!
Yeah, I mean, we had to do it on SmackDown, but at least we got to not hear it on Raw, which was nice.
Fact. At least we got to not hear it on Raw. Yeah, I don't know. They're all right. I don't think that they're incredible. And then we started out, Rey Mysterio came out. I thought it was incredible. I loved every minute of it.
I was kind of not, I didn't expect it at all, but I was fine with it. I was like, oh crap, Jesus. Even with Dominic, wasn't really expecting that.
Yep.
And we never really kind of got an explanation on why. It was just kind of like, because Brock Lesnar wanted to, basically.
It was just to set up the whole thing that happened on Friday with Cain Velasquez, and I knew it from the rip. I read it, and people were like, "No, you're wrong." I was like, "No, that's what's gonna happen. It's to set that up." I would have done that part a little different.
We'll get to that when we get there.
But it was Dominic and Ray took a beating. It was great. I loved it. People hate Brock Lesnar because they made him so hated. But people don't understand that the stuff that Brock did, like with not being there as champ, it was his deal. You know what I mean? Like he signed a deal to be there for a certain amount of dates, and they tell him what dates to show up, and they were telling him to not show. So it's not like he was just like, I don't want to be there.
Yeah, you're right. They just make it look like he doesn't want to be there.
And the IWC eats it up and like, ah, now we're not the champion again. Cause Brock's the champ. It's like, dude, no. If they want him to be there, they're gonna say, "Hey, you gotta show up. You're gonna be here for these."
Yeah.
That's it. It's pretty simple. Right. I don't see him being the champ till Mania.
No, I don't either.
But even if they did have him the champ, I'm all for Brock defending the championship once in a while and making the U.S. champion the highlight of the television show.
You'd think, but who knows? You never. But you know, now with this whole, I'm telling you, man, this whole thing with Fox. I think you're gonna find things to be totally different.
Maybe. I hope not.
I don't know. I just have a bad feeling. Not a bad feeling, but I got a feeling about it. That's all.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it'll be good. I think it's gonna work itself out. I mean,
I'm saying it won't be good. I just think that things are going to. I think things are gonna be the sense that I don't think. Again, I think it's going to be, and I think like Raw, and I think the Raw as well. I think Fox is going to kind of tell like WWE what they want.
Uh-huh.
And then WWE is going to have to then adjust themselves to fit. You know what I mean?
No, I don't think that's going to happen.
I do. I think
like
that's
to an
exactly
extent, because they're already doing it to an extent. So I can't say it's not going to happen at all, because we are definitely seeing it. A little bit.
Yeah.
Like, you're seeing it in the form of all these, like, the guys that are going there now. Like, oh, we want this guy on the show. Oh, we want this guy here. So, yeah, I can see it on that side of it.
Yeah. Which, in turn, is kind of making it so it's hard to determine, like, what they're going to do with what show.
I guess.
Like, I believe that Seth Rollins is going to stay on Raw and be in that part, and so is Bray Wyatt.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be surprised if Raw ends up going to back to 2 hours and SmackDown ends up being 3 hours eventually. Eventually. I don't think it's going to happen right away. But
I think they should all both be 2 hours. There's no need for three hours.
I agree, but because of the way I think about like how I think Fox is going to like think about things, I got a feeling that Raw, they're going to have to go to 3 hours just to like suit everybody to make sure that they showcase what they need to showcase.
Yeah,
I think they're going to have to go to 3 hours.
I don't think so.
And as a result, I think because of that, I think Raw is going to end up having Raw is going to end up going to 2 hours because they're not going to need 3 hours.
Well, they don't need 3 hours, so.
Huh?
They already don't need 3 hours, so.
They already don't need 3 hours. And
I don't think Raw's going to go to 3 hours because, I mean, to 2 hours because it's not a WWE decision. It's a USA decision. I don't think USA is going to cut it down to that time at all.
I don't think it's so much a USA thing is that I just think that I think Raw is going to end up having trouble selling 3 hours.
Well, they've already had trouble selling 3 hours. We see it. The third hour drops off all the time. There's a huge drop off in the third hour.
I think it's going to be worse. I think it's going to be worse now. And I think because of that, I think they're going to end up having to make a move.
Maybe, because now they're going to start taking some of the top talents and moving it to SmackDown. So they might have to. It would be better for it. It would be better for the brand if they cut it down. I'm going to say that.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know why we had... What's with this heavy machinery push? Are you one of these guys that loves heavy machinery?
I just think they're looking for a tag team to freaking be over. I mean, they don't really have a... I mean, who's a face tag team on Raw?
They don't have any good tag... Well, all their good tag teams, they just don't know how to use. So they have...
Yeah, but I didn't like... Who's your main face tag team on Raw?
I don't know.
I mean, heavy machinery, right? They gotta be. I mean,
I guess. So I think you gotta put... I think the Usos have to come back to Raw and not go to SmackDown.
I don't know. Yeah, I could see that.
Unless the New Day moves to Raw.
Yeah, I could see the New Day moving to Raw. That's the thing I see happening.
Like, I'd be down for that.
I think the New Day's moving to Raw.
Do you think Kofi goes for the Universal title?
Only because I think they're going to end up... I think the New Day's just going to get lost on SmackDown.
They're lost already. I mean, it's time to break up the New Day. We've been saying this for a long time. I'm not even going to beat... That's a dead horse.
I could see that, too. I could see them breaking them up and moving Kofi to Raw and keeping the New Day on SmackDown.
Yeah.
But then, you're right, but then having the Usos go to Raw. I don't know. Like, the Raw just doesn't have... They don't have any face vacuum except for heavy machinery.
They don't.
I guess the War Raiders, but they're not really... I don't know what the hell they are.
Yeah, they're a face tag team. Well, that's because they destroyed them. The Viking experience killed that team.
Oh, it was so stupid. Yep. It was the dumbest thing they did.
Yep.
It killed that team.
Killed that team completely.
Unbelievably killed that team.
And now we got this stupid tag team match. So how dumb is this? Hell in a Cell is Sunday, and they're already like telling us matches about Saudi Arabia. Do they realize that we don't care about Saudi Arabia?
Well, they do because it's money. Money, money, money.
Great. They're still going to get the money. You don't have to promote it.
Saudi money.
Like, you know what I mean? You're still going to get that Saudi money. Great. You can that's the side note. Why are you making Hell in a Cell the side note and telling me that you're going to have Team Hogan versus Team Ric Flair? This is TNA all over again.
Well, why are you having Team Hogan versus Team Flair 2 weeks before Survivor Series?
I know. I'm saying it's dumb. It doesn't make any sense. Any sense at all.
No.
But they did this before.
You're right. It's Impact all over again. It's like Vince saw an episode of Impact and was like, oh, that's a good idea. I think I'll do that. So you have Seth Rollins, which also kind of like makes me believe that he probably is going to end up losing the title.
Yeah.
Because if he's still champ, so they're not going to have a Universal title match at Crown Jewel.
Well, you don't really have to.
That's the case. No, I guess they don't really have to, but I mean, you know what I mean, though? He's not going to have a feud, basically.
Yeah.
Because from this point on, he's going to be focused on the freaking tag match, the Survivor Series match. So the Survivor Series is on not Survivor Series match. And so I could see him, so then he doesn't really need the belt, I guess. You know what I'm saying?
True.
So you have Seth Rollins for Team Hogan.
Yeah.
And Rusev for some strange reason. And you have Baron Corbin, the Burger King, and Randy Orton so far.
So Hogan needs to get Rob Van Dam, Jeff Hardy, and Abyss.
Yes.
And then Flair can grab Sting, Robert Roode, and Nigel McGuinness.
Yeah, which are there. They're both there.
They are.
Yeah, so he could do it.
That's his team. He just doesn't have James Storm.
Yeah, I just
think that was the team. So the team in Impact was Flair and Hogan wrestled in it. It was Flair, Sting, Robert Roode, James Storm, and Nigel McGuinness in a Lethal Lockdown steel cage match against Hogan, Abyss, Jeff Jarrett, Rob Van Dam, and Jeff Hardy. Who, by the way, just got arrested again?
Yeah, no. So I don't think he's gonna make it to Crown Jewel.
Jeff, good. Go away. Fade away and classify yourself as obsolete. Obsolete.
He's going to be in Hogan's team. What do you mean?
Oh, no. He's not going to be able to fly. By the way.
I guess this means these guys have to go to Saudi Arabia now. It was like, remember the last time, no, like, people didn't want to go?
Yeah. Well, Seth went, didn't he?
I don't know. I don't think he was part. Was he part of it last time?
I don't know. Seth will do anything they tell him to do.
Yeah, pretty much.
He's like the company boy. That's what that's what he does. Rusev doesn't care. He's like, I'm not even. He's like, yeah, I'll go there. I'm Bulgarian. He's like, yeah.
I'll go there so we can get away from Bobby Lashley.
Baron Corbin will go anywhere that they tell him to go because they're fucking pushing him and he sucks.
He's the Burger King.
He gets X-Pac heat and they don't realize it.
He's the Burger King, man.
He is the Burger King.
Yeah, he's now the Burger King.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know. But that's a stupid match. I don't know even why they brought that up. Wait on that. Why do you have to announce that before Hell in a Cell? Announce it next week. I get it. Season premiere Raw, Hogan Flair there. Tease it. Do you know how to tease? Or say it, but don't get into it. Just announce it. And then announce matches for fucking Hell in a Cell, because that's this Sunday!
Yeah.
I mean...
Maybe not.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea. AJ defeated Cedric Alexander again, because that's what he does.
Yeah, because why not?
Yeah. Oh, should we get, like, Lacey Evans versus Natalya? Aren't they, like, feuding?
Should we get that? Is that
yeah, shouldn't that be... That should be... Oh, I guess we already have two women's matches. We don't need more.
Oh, Hell in a Cell, no. I think that's pretty much done anyways.
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, I guess they could have done a submission match. That would have been the smart move, but they didn't even do that either.
I don't know. They just kind of ended it on Raw.
Yeah, because they're kind of like, well, we need this to end, so let's just end it.
Yeah. And then we had Bobby Lashley making out with Lana to end the show.
Yeah, for a, like, absurd amount of time.
It was kind of a long amount of time.
Kind of like, are you going to do something? Like, hello?
It was a, so, did you like, notice the botch in that segment?
Oh, yeah, with it's talking about where he kept, like, motioning to the entrance and her music never hit.
Yeah.
He's just, like, over and over again, he's like, hello? Like, what's going on here?
Like, are you gonna send her out? Or we're not gonna do this anymore? Did this change?
It was like, because they showed the white limo showing up, so... I'm like, oh, I wonder who this is going to be. Wow, is this going to be someone? And then Bobby Lashley came out. I was like, oh, yeah, Bobby Lashley. Forgot about him.
Forgot about that guy.
He must have been in the limo. Okay, all right. What is he out here for? Is he out here for Seth or is he out here for Rusev? And then he motions. I'm like, what are you? Is somebody coming? I was like, oh, it's Lana.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then he just like starts mucking out with freaking Lana. And I'm like,
dude, that was great. I thought that was awesome.
I get that you guys are like, you know, it's supposed to be entertaining and shit like that, but like that was like a legit like makeout session.
Yeah.
To the point where I was like, dude, what the fuck? Like, you're literally sitting here watching your wife make out with some other dude?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, yeah, I get it's acting and stuff like that, but this is going on, like, way too long
for you to just sit there. Like, you should have, like, ran down and did something. And then yeah, Bray, exactly. And then they leave, all the lights go out, and, like, so, okay, here's another question on that. Did Seth run?
What, from Bray?
Yeah, because he was at ringside.
He was just sitting outside while this whole thing happened.
I know. But then that ends, right? The lights start going out. Bobby Lashley and Lana take off.
Yeah.
Rusev's in the ring. Seth is on the... Seth is outside of the ring, right?
Yeah.
And then as the lights go off, the lights are on a little bit, and Seth is at the top of the ramp.
Did he go to the top of the ramp?
Yeah, it was at the top of the ramp. Because maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there was another, I don't know. I could be 100% wrong.
He was at the top of the ramp. But I thought on Raw, he just was like laying on in the side and just like being scared.
No, that wasn't and this Bray week. Was just kind of, that wasn't this week.
Bray was just staring at him.
This week, that Bray showed up behind him and gave him the mandible claw.
That happened on SmackDown, too.
Oh, was it on SmackDown? No, that happened on Raw. It happened when the lights went out.
Yeah, it also happened on SmackDown, though. It's insane.
Well, that's just what he does. You don't even know when it happened because he's just like, oh, it happened again?
Yeah, so I don't know. It's the same thing. Either way. But, yeah, it'd be... So Seth is, like, sitting out there for an absurd amount of time while Rusev is staring at his wife making out with Bobby Lashley.
Seems legit.
And does, like, nothing about it.
Seems legit to me.
So, I mean, I guess so we're supposed to assume they're having marital problems, whatever.
Yeah, I guess. And that they were kind of, they've been kind of alluding to that the past couple of weeks without, like, really saying it. I don't know.
So, are they having, So I guess my question is, are they having like legit like marital problems?
I don't know. Who knows? Probably not. But they will at the end of the day. Because let's be real. Every time they do a story like this, that's what happens.
Yeah, they end up having legit problems.
Legit problems. So it's going to happen. Rusev and Bobby Lashley are going to fight each other because Bobby Lashley is going to be like, hey, Rusev, why don't you go black and never go back?
I guess that means that Bobby Lashley is going to be part of Team Flair.
I guess.
Because Rusev's part of Team Hogan. So
yeah.
It only makes sense they would be on the same team together.
Yeah.
So that's who can fit together. I guess maybe we'll get an explanation on Raw about why Rusev is, or why Lana is banging Bobby Lashley now.
We probably won't.
But I mean, obviously, even though we didn't believe that Rusev was the father of Maria's child.
Yeah.
But I guess that storyline is not the same either. So.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know. Let's talk Wednesday Night War. And by the way, I don't know if we're gonna have. I don't think we're gonna have enough time to cover SmackDown, which we shouldn't have, because we were technically supposed to record this on Friday anyway. So
whatever, we'll be fine.
I don't want to go 2 hours. We're already gonna go. This is gonna be an hour podcast at this point, and we're about to get into the Wednesday Night War.
Yeah, we won't go that long.
We'll see. Anyway, Wednesday Night War. Let's talk NXT. What did you think of the NXT show when you say 2 hours?
I thought a couple things. I thought overall the show was good. Yeah. I thought the matches were good. I thought, you know, even the Finn Balor return, the Tommaso Ciampa return. I thought Riddle and Adam Cole was freaking great. It was such a nasty match.
Yeah.
I thought Candice LeRae and Shayna Baszler was actually good. I thought it was going to be a squash, and Candice LeRae actually kind of made some moves. I never thought she was going to win, but I was like, wow, Candice LeRae actually looks pretty good here.
I thought that the commercial break took away from the biggest mistake they made was first they said limited commercials, and it wasn't limited commercials. It was just no commercials in the first half hour. But they made up for those commercials through the rest of the show.
That was the problem. Like, it made great. It was great. It made sense in the beginning because, like, it was awesome to see Cole and Riddle just go at it for, like, the first half hour pretty much.
Yeah.
With, like, no stoppage. Like, no commercial breaks, no nothing. The match just kept going, and it was just freaking crazy.
Yep.
So that part was great. It was great job. It was smart. It was a smart move. I thought it was a smart move to do it that way.
Yeah.
But the problem is like exactly what you said, is that USA's got to make up their commercial break somehow. So they're just going to load them up the rest of the game, the rest of the night, which kind of made it, the rest of it suck.
I mean, yeah, exactly. It was pointless. They did the
picture-in-picture thing, which is fine. I don't mind when they do that stuff. At least I can still kind of see what's going on. Unlike SmackDown,
They timed them poorly, and they like the match would pick up, and then they go to a commercial break, and you're like, "Why is it picking up?" And you're like, "Really?"
And then it would slow down because that's the risky run, because you have to load them up with commercial breaks, and USA is like, "No, we need this amount of commercial breaks, so you gotta get them out." So however you do it, you need X amount of commercial breaks, so get them in there.
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad.
You want to be commercial free the first half hour, fine, but that means that you need to go to commercial every 10 minutes the rest of the night.
For the rest of the show, which was just cucka.
So you better figure out how you're going to do that.
Yeah, it wasn't a good look. I didn't enjoy it.
I don't know. So I hope that they're not going to do that in the future. I'm hoping that was just a one-night
thing. No, I think it was just a one-night thing because they wanted to try to get the ratings. Because you got to think about it. The first 15 minutes is when they checked the ratings.
True.
Of every hour. When they checked the ratings. So they wanted people there. And they didn't want you to turn away. They wanted you to tune in, knowing they're not going to go to commercial in the first half an hour. So let's watch that. But that match was great. Adam Cole, Matt Riddle was great. If you didn't read my reviews, I did a review on GodHatesGeeks.com. So you guys go check that all out. Me and Destiny did a review. I reviewed NXT. She reviewed AEW. I was kind of critical of it because it lost some of its aura to me because of the commercials from what NXT normally is. Some people are like, oh, you rated some of those matches lower than I think they were. And I said, well, I take everything into consideration. I take NXT as how I watch NXT and what I like about NXT. And the fact that they had so many commercial breaks and the fact that they went at times when it was a lot happened and then boom, commercial, and they go to, and it's rest holds because that's what WWE does. So it slowed momentum. You can even tell the crowd at Full Sail didn't stay in it.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yep.
Like they'd come back from a commercial and the crowd was just dead.
It's kind of like they knew they were in a commercial break. They're like, oh, they're in a commercial break again.
Yep. Yeah.
Up, oh, commercial break again.
Yeah.
I agree with that too. But overall, I mean, I thought NXT, it was a good, solid show.
I like them showing Finn Balor coming back. I think he'll do good. I like him. I liked him in NXT. I just didn't like him in the main roster. I think he's gonna shine back in NXT. And then Tommaso Ciampa coming back. This is gonna be a war over this NXT championship when you got Adam Cole, Tommaso Ciampa, and Finn Balor.
Right. And, you know, you kind of figure that Matt Riddle still kind of has some saying it. Same with Killian Dane could have some saying it, too. So, I mean, you could have five guys right now vying for the title on that show.
Yeah,
you could. And the thing, and the fact that Velveteen Dream's not even part of it right now.
Yeah. I was thinking about that because I'm wondering what they're going to do with the Dream. Like, is he going to become part of this whole thing?
Well, I think he's still going after... He's going after the North American title with Roderick Strong again.
That's dumb.
Like, he's going one-on-one with that part, I think. That's where he's kind of going at the moment. Is he goes after North American, and then, you know, Finn, Cole, Ciampa. Like, the main event scene on NXT is, like, loaded right now.
Yeah, fact.
Yeah.
Forward to Leo Rush. I think Leo Rush is going to take the title from Drew Gulak.
Yeah, so I guess that means, they renamed the Cruiserweight title.
To the NXT Cruiserweight Championship, title. Yep.
So, but they still have 205 Live, which I don't understand.
I think it'll slowly go away. They got to keep something on the network. Like, what's on the network? You have NXT UK and 205 Live, because now NXT's on USA.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I thought they should just combine the two. And put the Cruiserweights on NXT.
They're going to. But I think it's just going to be a slow process of them. I think that'll happen. And they'll get rid of 205 once they get the tier system in place.
Yeah, possibly.
Because I just think you need to have something to draw the fans to the network. Other than the pay-per-view.
Right.
Because people just aren't really into the pay-per-views because they're just trash.
I agree with you, actually. I think Leo Rush is winning the title next week.
I hope so. I like Leo Rush. I like Leo Rush.
Yeah, he should win. He should win it this week. Come on. And I thought the tag match was fine. Street Profits were good. I didn't like the Wally guy coming out with him. They didn't need him.
Wally. Wally is a Disney character. Wally.
Well, his name is Wally. So he might as well be a Disney character. It was unnecessary for me to be out there.
Well, I understand why they did that. Like I said, going back to that, the crowd was not into this show.
Yeah.
So Wally kind of got the crowd back into it. Come on with Wally. Yeah. The crowd gets all hyped for it. Yeah. That's. I think that was a smart move because it just got the crowd going when they were just out of it completely. They were just not feeling it at all. So.
Yeah, and I thought, you know,
I gave it three. I gave the show 3.25 Bibles overall. That's rating for that show.
That's a pretty accurate. It's pretty accurate. I mean, it was about a little bit better than the three.
Yeah.
I mean, the returns were good. The first match was great. Shayna Baszler and LeRae was good. The rest was kind of filler stuff. The tag match was decent, but I've seen them do better. I would pretty much say that's pretty accurate.
And then we had the debut of AEW Dynamite, which everybody has been talking about. Everybody has been waiting for. It was the big fucking thing. It's finally here. What'd you think?
It was all right. It was. It reminded me of WCW.
It did have a lot of WCW feels to it. I mean,
yeah, it was,
but what do you expect when you have Tony Schiavone and Jim Ross as your lead announcers?
Right, but even like the whole like doing interviews at the top of the stage, the camera angles. I mean, it had a lot of like WCW feel to it. So,
do you think that's a bad thing?
Yes and no. I think it's a bad thing because I think it's fine because most of your main demographic basically doesn't really remember WCW that well, you know?
Yeah.
So they're not going to really, they don't see it like we see it, you know, because we grew up with WCW, so we know what WCW looked like. So to us, we can see it night and day.
Yeah.
However, but someone who's kind of brand new to the scene, they're not going to know that. So in a way, it's kind of fine, you know?
But I feel like AEW is for those fans anyway. AEW is for those old school fans that watched WCW during the Monday Night Wars when WCW was actually good. You know what
right,
I mean?
But the problem was but there was a reason why WCW was good back then because the talent was good and the stories were good and that kind of stuff. Like the NWO was the main reason why people watched WCW back then.
I think there's going to be some good stories on AEW. Look, I'll tell you first off, I'm going to tell you right now, I can't stand Sammy Guevara. And everybody, I usually hate the faces and love the heels, right?
Yeah.
I hate Sammy Guevara.
Yeah, I don't find him to be anything credible at all.
He's too much of a pretty boy. And stop sticking your tongue out and making, like, if you're going to stick your tongue out, you have to make an aggressive face. He doesn't do that. He sticks his tongue out and he looks like he's waiting for someone to bust a load on his tongue.
Yeah.
I can't stand him.
I agree with you.
And that match was a little slow. I thought that opener was going to be quick, more fast paced. It wasn't. I thought it went a little slow. That was my doubt. That was my that's my one knock on that match.
Is Cody basically the main face of AEW?
I don't know. They haven't really like established a main face yet.
Maybe Dean Ambrose is, but like
no, I feel like Dean Ambrose is going to be a heel.
So is Cody basically like the top face of AEW?
Probably right now.
Because I don't see how they have another one.
Yeah, I don't know. Hangman Page, but he wasn't ready for that spot anyway.
No, and he's not anyways because he just lost to Jericho and then lost to Pac.
Yeah.
So he's like, you know, running the risk of joining up with Kenny Ojabber over there and being kind of not a big deal.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. They don't really have a big face right now of the company.
Like, they're definitely... I found that AEW is very heel-heavy.
Yep.
Right now. Even that ending part where... with freaking the...
Jericho forms a stable?
Yeah, basically with Jack Swagger, of all people.
I like Jack Swagger. He's my Facebook friend, and his girlfriend's really hot.
You know, you're Jack Swagger. And, you know, obviously LAX fits and Swagger and Jericho. I guess Sammy Guevara doesn't fit.
He doesn't. He doesn't fit.
No. And I guess I guess you could, if you thought about it, I guess you could add Ambrose and Omega into that grouping. But
why would you do that?
Well, because I'm just looking at, like, you know, heels and faces. You know what I'm saying? So, like, your main heels are...
You mean Ambrose goes on to... Ambrose goes on to that side of Jericho's crew and Omega's part of the Elite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And then you can take out Sammy... Like, if you replace Sammy Guevara with Ambrose and then put Omega in the group as well, you can...
Well, I don't even need to do that, because you still have Hangman Page. Guevara and Hangman Page can battle. Jericho and Cody, the Bucks and LAX, and Omega and Ambrose.
Right. And Jack Swagger and Dustin Rhodes.
Oh, I forgot about fucking Jack Swagger. Yeah, Swagger and Dustin Rhodes, I guess.
Yeah, and Dustin Rhodes. So, like, I don't know. To me, it's just AEW looks very, it looks very heel heavy at the moment.
It definitely is.
Yeah, all heel elite wrestling.
How did you feel about Riho winning the women's title?
I thought that was terrible.
Why?
I thought their match was terrible. I know a lot of people thought it was great. I thought it was, like, awful.
Yeah, it was all right. It wasn't horrible, but it wasn't great.
I think the biggest thing, too, is that it was just, it's not believable. Like, for whatever you want to say about Nyla Rose, whether you think, you know, she's a man and blah, 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 and all that stuff.
She's a man, man.
She's still got, like, she's still a powerhouse, you know?
Yeah, yeah, no, I get that.
And she shouldn't be able to take any, like, Rio shouldn't, it's like Rey Mysterio beating Brock Lesnar, you know what I mean? Like, it's not believable. It's like Kofi trying to beat Brock Lesnar, you know what I mean? It's not believable. I don't see Rio, who looks like an 80-year-old lady. Like, it's not believable.
She does not look like, I don't know why you think she looks like an 80-year-old lady. She doesn't. She looks like a 12-year-old girl.
She looks like an old lady.
No, you're crazy. She looks like a 12-year-old girl.
She looks like an old 80-year-old Japanese
lady. No, I don't know what, like, did you watch? Were you even watching?
Yeah, of course I was. I watched it. That's what she looks like to me. She's, like, tiny and thin and...
So because she's tiny, it makes her an old lady?
No. I'm just saying that's what she looks like.
She doesn't look like an old lady.
She looks like a wrinkled old lady to me. And as a result, I thought neither of us should have won the match.
Do you know how young she is?
Huh?
Do you know how young she is?
Who, Rio?
Yeah.
No, I have no idea.
She was born in 1997. She's like 22.
Okay.
She's not an old lady. She doesn't look like an old lady. She just, you have to understand that it's, you're saying that because of how those Japanese women move.
Yeah, I don't know.
I get that, but she does not look like an old lady. She looks like a little kid. She looks like she's in middle school.
Well, either way.
If anything, the question should have been, why is this man beating up a middle school girl?
Well, then I guess I didn't know, and I realized afterwards that Rio is like, the mentor, is being mentored by Kenny Omega.
Yeah.
So, which would make the reason why she won the belt. I was like, well, no wonder why she won the belt then, because she's freaking part of the elite.
Wait, basically. No. Was it Nyla the one that was being mentored by Kenny Omega?
No, it's Rio. That's why Kenny Omega came down and helped her.
I thought it was Nyla, and he came, and that's why I was mad at Nyla when he came down and told her to stop.
No, it's Rio.
I'm going to have to look that up.
Rio did an interview about how much Kenny Omega's like helped her and how she's had her back, and they've tagged together. Rio and Kenny Omega tagged together in a match in Japan.
Really?
Yeah. But either way, I thought Nyla Rose should have won the match because I thought they would have made, I mean, she's a guest, so I'm assuming then that Nyla Rose is your monster heel.
And that's why, yes. What they're going to do is they're going to make her into the monster heel, which makes sense, and I can get behind that. I wasn't behind her as a face. I feel if you get a transgender character like that, she's going to be the heel. I said that on our last show. She needs to be a heel.
Yeah.
Apparently, Cody is listening to our show, too.
Apparently. Right. I mean, yeah, she's obviously going to be... She reminds me a little bit of freaking Nia Jax.
A little bit, except she's a man, so...
Yeah, which isn't a good thing because I fucking hate Nia Jax. But I thought Nyla Rose should have won the match. But whatever. I mean, I guess maybe they'll have a rematch eventually, I guess.
They will eventually, but they had to make her into, they had to like give her this heel turn because people were rooting for her. And I think it's because of the political atmosphere, and I'm not going to get political in here, but the whole idea of, oh, she's transgender. So I think they were kind of, and they saw that, just like I said 2 weeks ago, she should be a heel. And they did that. And I think that was a good job. So I was behind that. Not a lot of matches on this card. I feel like there could have been...
No, it was a typical show. What was it? I think there were six, five?
Well, yeah, but I mean, so you had... So Cody Rhodes defeats Sammy Guevara. MJF defeated Brandon Cutler. That was just a squash.
Yeah.
Then they did that whole thing with Kevin Smith and Jason Mewes. By the way,
yeah,
is it me or does Kevin Smith look like he's dying from AIDS?
Dude, the guy had a heart attack.
Did he?
Yeah, the guy had a major heart attack, dude. He almost died.
Oh, I didn't know that. I'm over here making fun of him.
That's why he's lost like so much weight.
Yeah. I thought he just went on keto and just trying to get healthy. And I'm just like, oh, you look horrible.
No, dude. He had a massive heart attack and nearly freaking died.
Well, that makes sense then.
But he actually, I watched an interview about him. He said that he legit said that marijuana saved his life.
No shit.
Yeah, because he was so like high when he had the heart attack that he was so calm during the situation that the doctors were able to kind of take care of him. And like usually when you're having a heart attack, you're freaking out, right?
Yeah.
Like he was, because he was so high, he was so calm throughout the whole thing that the doctors were able to do everything they needed to do to save his life.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
And so he basically said, he's like, dude, weed saved my life. And he told the whole story. He told a story on, it was on Cold Air, I think, or one of the late night shows. They talked about his heart attack. And he said the whole story about how he was having a heart attack and that he didn't know it. And, like, because he was so high, like, he didn't know because he was so calm and collected during the whole ordeal, that the EMTs were able to take care of everything and do what they needed to do to help to save his life. And so, yeah, it was pretty cool story.
I mean, weed saved my life a bunch of times. Not like that, but weed has saved my life. T-shirt. Yeah, did you get a T-shirt? So weed saved my life.
Yeah. So, I mean, if he looks that way, it's because, yeah, he had a massive heart attack. And the fact that Jericho's in their new movie, which is why they were there.
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah. He looks like he's dying of AIDS. But now I know that he's that he did almost die, and that's why he looks like he's dying of AIDS. So I feel like a jerk. Yeah. But that was a great story, and I don't think we can top that. I don't know. So what did you think overall of AEW's debut show? Because I know you're going to give it a lower rating than I did. I think they were both right up there with each other.
I think they both had good things. They both had bad things. I didn't like the commercial placement on AEW. Like, a couple times.
No, I thought their commercial placement was good. I liked that because, like, it went to commercial, but there was still action going on. But it was stuff that you didn't need to listen to. Like,
I suppose. Yeah, I suppose. I mean, I get that part.
It was good because you could follow it, but you weren't like, shit, what's going on? Like, there was a part on the NXT show where Io Shirai was rolling up Mia Yim, and she had a handful of tights, and the referee just stopped counting. And the reason why was because it was a handful of tights, but you couldn't fucking hear it because it was at a commercial. So, like, when you're watching at home, you're just kind of like, what's going on? That's a three count. And then you kind of figure it out afterwards, but it was too convoluted. There wasn't any, it shouldn't have been like that. I thought that was done poorly, but maybe that's just me.
Yeah, I mean, AEW definitely had the WCW feel to it. It was definitely heel heavy. I'm not really sure how Dean Ambrose is able to come in the ring, beat up Kenny Omega, and yet not have a disqualification.
I wonder that too. And I was like, okay, so this match isn't over now. The referee's just like, hey.
I guess it probably would have been smarter. And I don't know why they didn't do this. Why after that happened and Kenny Omega's taken out, why didn't Cody just come down and be part of the team?
Right.
I mean, he comes down afterwards for the save, but why not just have Cody come back out and get in the ring and actually get in the ring with Jericho, considering he just attacked him earlier? And, you know, wouldn't it make sense for Cody to come back out and get some, like, shots in on Jericho? Or get some, you know, Jericho could have played the whole heel thing of, like, kind of sneaking in and out of the ring and not, like, getting in the ring with Cody, you know, doing the whole thing where he gets tagged in and Cody...
Have you ever watched The Elite before? Because none of this should ever make sense. Come on. You're asking for nonsense now. When does it make sense? They stand around and they're spot monkeys and just wait for spots to happen.
It's true. It's true. But that's, I mean, so that was kind of weird. It's like, oh, so there's not a disqualification? So Dean Ambrose can just show up and take Kenny Omega out of the match and we'll just keep going with 3-on-2?
Yeah, basically. Why not?
Seems and I guess legit. Because it's like the spot monkey bucks, LAX doesn't really get to do a lot of the crap they get to do.
Yeah.
Like, I thought LAX didn't really do much.
Yeah. And I think just that freaking... It's spot. It's a spot show.
Yeah, and I hate Jericho's finisher.
The Judas effect.
It's fucking. It's terrible. They get rid of that thing. The leaping codebreaker is fine. Use that one.
Well, he botches it all the time, so he's like, I can do something. Yeah, he botches that codebreaker so much.
But I'd rather him at least maybe botch a codebreaker every once in a while than that stupid back elbow that's supposed to be devastating.
I guess.
He's like, oh, the Jews are back, it's done. He's just like, dude, all you do is turn around and elbow the guy.
So you still haven't answered my question. Which show did you like better, AEW or NXT?
I liked NXT better. I thought NXT, but they're close. Like, I said when you guys did your review, that I think you gave
I gave 3.25 Bibles to NXT, and Destiny gave 3.5 Bibles to AEW. Yeah. Go check it out, guys. GodHateGeeks.com. It's over there. Not you. I'm talking about people that are listening to the podcast.
Yeah, no. To me, I would flip them. I would say that I thought NXT was a 3.5 and AEW was 3.25. I thought they were close, but I would have given the edge to I thought the quality, the match quality was better on NXT.
Okay.
I just like the matches. I think the Cole Riddle match was better than anything AEW did.
Oh, yeah, that match was nasty. I just, I gave it a lower rating. Because I didn't like, I just felt like I was taken away a lot because of the commercial breaks. Yeah, it just kind of took me out of the show. And I probably could have, maybe it would have been a higher rating if it wasn't for that. Probably would have got a 3.75 or 3.5. But overall, I mean, I think I gave it a 3.5 for matches alone, if you just talk the matches. But when you take everything else in, it lost points in my book. And that's just how I went with
it. Yeah. I mean, I think, the Cole Riddle match and the returns of Finn and Ciampa were great for that one. AEW had, had some good, all the heels winning was good. I didn't like the women's, I didn't think the result of the women's match finish was good. And, I mean, the beatdown at the end was fine. Although, I mean, having Jack Swagger come back, Jack Swagger, whoop-de-doo. You know, I knew he was coming anyways.
Yeah,
I knew that Jack Swagger was debuting.
I had no idea. That caught me off guard. I did not know that was happening.
I knew Jack Swagger was had signed. It was, I didn't know if he was going to debut or not, but I knew he had signed. So him being there, I was like, oh well, I knew he was coming anyways.
Yeah.
So in that case, other than NXT returns were more surprising because, like I said, I didn't know the fact they brought put Finn back in NXT and the fact that Ciampa's back to ready to go.
Yeah, I don't know. I liked NXT, but I think I liked the entire package of AEW better. I think there was more, like, and this goes to when we talked about NXT starting before AEW. I feel like they shouldn't have done that. I feel like they busted their nut a little early.
Yeah, I was afraid of that too.
You know what I mean? Like, think about the last 2 weeks NXT shows. If either one of those were this show against NXT, I mean against AEW, we're not even close. It wouldn't even have been like, yeah, well, they both were good and they both had their ups and downs. No, it would have been NXT ripped it and it was incredible. It was nasty.
Yeah, had they just waited 2 weeks and done the first episode of NXT this week, that would have been the week that, Imperium showed up and had the brawl at the end.
Yep.
That one, if that episode was their actual first
one. This week, it would have been incredible.
This week? Yeah, it would have been incredible.
Yep. But it is what it is. It's going to heat up. It's going to get crazy. I told you we don't have time. It's already been an hour and a half this episode, and I'm not going to go to 2 hours. So we're going to do... We'll review the first SmackDown next week, because when we record next week, the second SmackDown won't have happened because we'll be on our regular schedule. So even though
the draft is next week, isn't it?
The draft is next week, yeah. So we'll have half the draft.
Yeah, the draft is, yeah.
Whatever, it's just how it goes, dude. You're just going to go with the flow.
Yeah.
It is what it is. So next week we're going to talk SmackDown, and then we're going to talk the first half of the draft. Because that'll be happening on Monday. And then we'll have a little bit more insight on what's going
on. This Monday. It's not this Monday, though. It's next Monday.
It's not this Monday. It's next Monday?
Yeah. So, the draft is next Friday and then the following Monday.
Oh, perfect. So, we'll get that all in one episode. So, the draft will be covered together. It's great. So,
this Monday will basically be...
Just another...
Just a
regular show. Yeah.
Whatever happens from the four matches on Hell in a Cell.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So, we'll have that. We'll have a follow-up. We'll have the fallout of Hell in a Cell next week. It's going to be a good show. I'm psyched for it. So we'll have next week. We'll have the fallout from Hell in a Cell. We'll talk about the debut of SmackDown. We'll get into a little bit more of what's going on with Raw, because we'll have some new stuff on Raw. We'll have more AEW. We'll even talk a little Impact. Make sure you catch up on your Impact now that it's on AXS, and it's interesting. It's interesting. I got some choice things to say about them, but I'll save that for next time. No, seriously. The Brian Cage Melissa Santos' wedding shit was just bad. Every time I'm like, oh, I like Impact. They're doing good things. They do some dumb shit like that. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go watch it.
No, but I don't understand. Like, why? I mean, I guess that's the only... If AEW's got anything, like, ahead of anybody, these stupid, like baby and wedding and freaking sleeping with your wife, stupid-ass storylines, like, AEW's far and away killing it that... Like by not,
yeah, because they're like trying to stay away from it, and you can see it. Like even when they do yeah. the dumb shit, they hear that it's dumb, and they like, where have the librarians been?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, they're like, all right, people think this is dumb. Let's not do it.
Right. I don't understand it. Like I don't understand why. Who decide? Like, Paul Heyman. Like I'm ashamed of you. Like you're better than that.
Yeah, you are. You're better than that, Paulie.
Get the hell out of here. This isn't ECW. Like we don't care about that crap. That was stuff was good ECW because then you could see. Like Tommy Dreamer actually beat up Francine.
Right?
See, like the Sandman beating up people and Buell like kicking people in the balls. Like, that's what was good about it. That's when ECW was doing that shit. Now? No.
Yeah, because we're not going to get that. So don't do it. We don't need to see it. Take heed, Paul. Take heed, Paulie. We don't need to see that shit. But,
Vince, I know you're listening. Tell Paulie to cut that out.
Yeah, come on, Vince. Tell him. What do you name of that shit? I mean, yeah. Although, I think it's hilarious that Bobby Lashley's going to bang Lana.
I guess, yeah.
Before we get out of here, I want to drop this one. I don't know if you heard this. Edge has been cleared to return to wrestling.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, he's...
Yay.
You're like, oh, boy, that's just what I wanted to hear. So if that if your weekend hasn't been ruined yet, Edge has been cleared to return to wrestling. So...
Like, dude, we don't need you. It's okay.
Yeah, just don't come back.
I'm glad you got the itch. And maybe if you want to have a one-off match, sure. You didn't really get one? Fine. I'll let you have a one-off match. But other than that, like, go away. We don't need you.
I want him versus Jeff Hardy in a drunken scaffold match. I'll just say.
It'd be great if Edge came, like, comes out. Announces he's going to like come back, and then the lights go out, and the Fiend just like takes him out.
Oh my God! Yes, please, all day, please, please. You just gave me something to root for.
Did you see the Firefly Funhouse on SmackDown?
Yes.
Oh, it was freaking fantastic.
The Firefly Funhouse is always fantastic. It always is.
Oh, I laughed my ass off with that.
But we'll talk about that next week. See that segue right there to set up. We'll talk about all that next week. Fuck, this has been a fun show. This is a fun show. I mean, not as fun as last week with the pancakes. If you didn't listen to last week's show, go back and check it out. Or 2 weeks ago show, because we missed a week. Go back and check that one out. It was fun. Mike thought that New Day's pancakes were fake. So, fake pancakes are us if you need fake pancakes. Before we get out of here, anything you want to say?
No, man.
All right. Well, that's it. Galen showed up in the middle, walked in, said hello to me, and then left. I guess he figured we were too deep into the show, so he'll probably be here with us next week. It'll be fun.
Fair enough.
Until then, I'm Sean Puff.
I'm IK.
And this has been Smarks, Spot Monkeys, and Super Geeks. Hey, Cena, get us out of here. Big ups, Boston.
Yeah, what's up, baby? We gonna do some things right now, show you how we do up the bean, you know what I'm saying? NY represent, Dirty South represent, Chi-Town, LA, they all doing that thing. We got a little something bubbling in the bean bottle, man, you know? I got my crew right back, we gonna show you how it's done, straight up, hitting 1-2 like Manny and Ortiz, you heard? It's John Cena, baby, and we heating up the bean pot. Big up Boston, you know the whole team, ha. Yo, we fresh, y'all, a little bit stale. And we about to make it ugly just like Kevin McHale. Cena taking over, I'm about to make the scene mine. I got a tea party, baby, meet me on the green line. Ain't too many kids that flow better than me. Roll thick like Yaz and Sideburns in 73. Like Tom Brady and the Pats, we rolling kids. Cross me and pay a toll like the Tobin Bridge. From the home of the curse, y'all know what I mean. We like the left field wall, stacking monster cream. Knock you out in the park, you land in York. My shit be butter, but around here we say parquet. I rep my home team, we taking over the industry. Like the big dick, baby, nobody can finish me.
marks in here, yeah.